Those of us who grew up living in the Eastern Townships may know of or know Elaine Cooper, and we're pleased to be speaking with her today. Now, you're referred to as your better living coach, aren't you, right. Elaine?
Yes, I am.
It's really great to be speaking with you today.
Thank you so much, and it's a real treat to be on the air in the township.
So why are you referred to as your better living coach?
Well, your better living coach came about because of my own health challenges and life challenges over the last 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Your Better Living Coach was available as a name online, and I thought, you know what, better living is what I was always striving to do every year to improve my own health, and why not use that? So, Your Better Living Coach means that I bring the fun back into food, eating. There's so many shoulds and shouldn'ts out there. We've got them blasting at us all over the place. And years ago when I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, we didn't have all that information. They really didn't know a whole lot about what was going on. And even the doctors, it took 5 years for them to diagnose, oh yeah, okay, you have fibromyalgia. And my first question was, what can I do about it? It was kind of a shrug of the shoulders and said, oh, well, here, I'll give you a prescription. Now that prescription was for an antidepressant. Not only did it tick me off because I didn't feel like I was depressed, but it was also not very conducive to my system and really did some funky stuff to it. So I decided to look outside the box. And my whole intention for my own health was, as a single mom, to have the energy I needed to look after my family. Yeah, that's kind of the journey that I was on for a lot of years. The last few years, I decided that I was going to go back and educate myself, formally educate myself.
You did this mainly through diet, right?
I did diet and through lifestyle, through changing the way I thought about things, the way that I handled my stressors, and, mm-hmm. you know, everybody's got wrinkles in their life, for heaven's sake.
Right.
But the way I dealt with my grief, it just hung on for a lot more years than was healthy. The way I look at things now than I looked at things then, I decided to reach out to work with others that are struggling to figure out what the heck is going on, how come they don't have as much energy. They may not have fibromyalgia symptoms, but they want to have more energy, and they really want to take out all the shoulds and the shouldn'ts, which it's not in the dictionary, of eating.
Right.
Nutrition.
Some of us may have seen you giving some presentations of the recipes that you have come up with.
Yes. Recipes that I am making, writing, and testing all the time, taking traditional recipes and making them healthier. They've got to taste the same, or I get thumbs down. Yeah, I may do weird stuff, but I also work with traditional recipes. And if you think weird is eating things like what they call the superfoods,
mm-hmm.
then yeah, you may think that I'm weird,
mm-hmm.
but if you think that not feeling good, not being able to do the things that you want to do within reason, of course, but like I'm talking about having the energy to just keep up with some of the busyness in our lives.
It has been said that we are what we eat. And
oh, my goodness.
I think
yeah.
You believe that, don't you?
I absolutely believe that. I 120% believe that. Hippocrates said a really long time ago, let food be your medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that dude is ancient. And if he knew that then, and we haven't got it now, I don't know.
So
is there hope for us?
Mm-hmm. So how do you go about helping people in practical ways?
Well, what I do is I have different programs. I have an 8-week home study, which doesn't have all of the personal attention from me that you get in the longer 6-month or year programs, but at least it gives you an idea of, do you want to work a little longer with me? It gives an idea whether, you know, is this really weird that she's talking about? And it's step by step through an 8-week program of integrating. And that's what my official moniker is a certified integrative health coach. I'm also a home food chef. I've cooked since I was 12, so I guess that qualifies me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a PhD, and I don't have a, a bachelor's of anything except life.
Mm-hmm.
And my clients are getting some pretty awesome results.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So do you have a website where we can learn more about this?
Oh, I sure do. It's www.yourbetterlivingcoach.com.
Okay. And I know that you're on Facebook. You're one of my Facebook friends, or I have liked your Better Living Coach page as well. And right now you have something going on about chutney.
Oh, I do. And what fun I'm having with this. And this is all about having fun with food, because most people don't eat what nourishes them to give them the energy they need, pretty much ignoring the signs and things that are happening to them. What I do, like I said before, is I write and test recipes.
Mm-hmm.
I was recently in the townships for a week. I gathered up all of the green tomatoes that were on the vines, one of my daughters, and they were talking about frost. And once you start hearing that F word, you go, oh, everything starts coming in.
Better start cooking quickly.
And Sylvia, I literally, with my food processor, I actually put into the freezer 30 cups of finely ground green tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought home with me 10 cups. So that's 40 cups.
My goodness.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, what the heck am I going to do with these? So let's start playing with this stuff. So that's what I did. I basically started playing. And it turned out really, really well. Now, I can't give away the secret ingredients, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because that is for a very chosen few. But I did put on my Facebook page a little contest. I thought, what am I going to call this thing?
Right. What do you call it?
What do I call it? So right now, there's a bit of a contest going on. It went viral.
Mm-hmm.
That was so much fun, and it surprised the heck out of me, because
mm-hmm.
I've just been putting these things on for people that, you know, enjoy reading them and want to get some tips and stuff. It went viral, and I went, whoa, let's do something with this. So I did. I asked for suggestions for names, and some of them were pretty funky.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of people that are going to get honorable mention just for the number of entries they put in.
Any good names as of yet?
I can't give away anything because it just went up yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole week, if you go to my Facebook page, and it is yourbetterlivingcoach.com, all you have to do is Google yourbetterlivingcoach.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I hop right up there on the search engine. So go to my Facebook page and get your entry in. They are listed there. I had 30 plus different entries.
Mm-hmm.
And I've put up kind of cutting them down, because I really have to put the name, be able to put that sticker,
mm-hmm.
put the name on the sticker
right.
on the jar. So I cut some of them down. I took artistic license with them
mm-hmm.
and put them in. I didn't put names to them, but
mm-hmm.
the person who has the most votes, okay, so it's by a voting system. I used SurveyMonkey and
okay.
kind of playing with that for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So the one that gets the most entries will
okay.
be the name
mm-hmm.
chosen for this recipe,
mm-hmm.
and that person will receive the recipe before it goes into my book.
So when will we find out the name?
Next weekend.
Next weekend, okay.
Before Thanksgiving, the name, I will put it back out on my Facebook page, and I will be letting the winner know, because they'll also get, and the jar that's posted there is the jar. It's blank, has no name on it yet, but that'll be the jar that I'll send out to them, to the winner, so that they can enjoy it for Thanksgiving.
And about this new book, when do you expect that will be ready?
That won't be ready for a little while. I expect it'll probably take me about a year
mm-hmm.
to gather all of the recipes that I've written and some traditional ones. It's called Put the F into Fun with Food.
Okay.
So what do you think?
That sounds pretty good. And so also on your Facebook page, you do share some recipes with us, don't you?
I share a lot of different
yes,
information.
Yes,
yes. It's not just about eating. It is about our lifestyle. And I give all kinds of things. And I do give reference to other sites, other comments. And
mm-hmm.
I'm just getting started and will be launching my blog, like, imminently.
Well, it sounds like you've got a lot going on there.
Gee, but you know what? It's been step by step.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. From being overwhelmed, and that's what I practice and offer in my programs, is just without being overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm. If anybody wants to contact you, they can contact you through your Facebook page or your website, I would imagine.
They absolutely can.
Well, it was a real pleasure to speak with Elaine Cooper. Currently, you don't live in the townships, but you are from the townships. And again, if anybody wants to get a hold of her, check out her Facebook page, Your Better Living Coach, or your website, which is
www.yourbetterlivingcoach.com.
So it's the same as the Facebook page.
It's exactly the same to make it easy.
Oh, great. Well, that's good. We'll be checking back with you later on and see how that book's coming along.
Oh, thank you. That'll keep me in gear, won't it? And I do work internationally.
Okay, great.
So it doesn't matter where you are, but you can't take the townships out of this girl.
Right. Thank you again, Elaine.
You're welcome. Thank you.